Welcome to the Code Catch-Up Podcast. My name is Jamie Jones. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about the Web Developer Roadmap 2017. Now, this is a GitHub repo that has a markdown README file that outlines a few different areas on how you can become a better developer, or if you're starting out in web development, and what you should be looking at or how you should be approaching it in 2017. And I think it's a really, really great document and a really great outline, so I highly recommend checking it out, like whether you're new or experienced, having a look, because it might give you some ideas of areas that you might not have been looking at previously as well. So it's quite nice there. So what it does is it gives you like an introduction, and one thing that I think is really well thought through is having like required for any path, because things are split up into paths like front end and back end, and then with like an offshoot of DevOps. But the requirements are really good, and this is something that's come up for me before. Like, there's parts of this that you generally should really know, no matter what area you want to go into. So first is Git. Version control is super important. SSH, HTTP, and APIs, basic terminal usage, learning how to research data structure and algorithms, character encodings, and GitHub. Now, these are foundational in regards to your development career. It doesn't matter if you're doing front end or back end, those are really important. They will come into play at some point in time for you. So if you're a new developer, these are things that you will have to approach. Now, it doesn't mean you have to approach them from the get-go, but it's definitely something that you need to keep in mind, that you're going to have to learn those. And more than likely, no matter what path you take, you're going to run into areas where you have to use them. So Git, you're going to have to pretty much use that if you want to work with any kind of projects, modules, things like that. APIs, if you're working on the front end, you're definitely going to run into APIs. Same with the back end, you'll be creating them. There's a bunch of things there. So I think it's really good, and I think the options that they've provided are spot on. So getting on with things, when you come up, you get to choose your path. So you get to choose either front end or back end, and then from back end, you can do a bit of DevOps. Now, it goes on to front end, and it leads you through a fairly, I think it's a pretty good approach. So running through the basics for front end, HTML, CSS, and JavaScript, that's the core things for front end. And then from there, it starts to branch off when you want to get deeper. If you want to go into more into CSS, it shows you about responsive web, choosing frameworks, pre-processors, things like that. On the JavaScript side, ES6 or ES2015, testing, package management, frameworks, all that kind of stuff. They've got them all outlined. They've got ones that are kind of recommended, and some stuff that is like an absolute have to learn, which is really nice that they've labeled them out there. And it keeps going and going on from there, and you can then start developing however you need to. Then under the back-end roadmap, which is a bit more spread out, as you can imagine, because there's so many different languages. In this example, they've got Ruby, Node, Python, and PHP, which I think are really good examples to start off with, because they are quite popular. There's big communities behind them, and you're going to find just a ton of content out there for them. Again, same thing with the front end, all the paths. You know, this is what you need to know. This is kind of recommended, etc. So it's really nice that that's been mapped out. And then it leads on to DevOps. So if you're doing any back-end work, more than likely you're going to have to provision some of this stuff. So learning some DevOps is pretty important, as well as you might have to work with people who are actually doing the provisioning itself. So kind of bridging that gap and having an idea of how everything works is just generally better for everyone. And that's pretty full on. Like, I'm still quite a quote-unquote DevOps newbie, but what they've covered here is everything that I'd expect and some more. So it's pretty nice to see what they're doing there, and a lot of the things that I use on kind of a daily basis when I'm working on a server or looking to push something out to another server or a new service. So it's really, really nice to see. It's great. Highly recommend if you are a new developer and looking to, you know, go further in your career, or if you're an experienced developer and want to find out some other possible options that you may not have thought of. You know, it's easy for us to get stuck into like our tunnel vision, like this is what I want to do, this is what I want to go. It's until you see that there's other things happening that you're like, oh, maybe I do want to check that out. So good to kind of like just broaden your view there if you are an experienced developer and you feel like you know your path and where you are. So it's good just to kind of get that overview. Now, it's not exactly like this is how it is. You can do whatever you want. Don't, you know, just make sure that you look at it as a guide and not so much like this is exactly what you have to do. But I'd love to know, have you checked this out before? I've got some links in the show notes for it. But I'd love to know, yeah, what your thoughts are on this is. Like, have you looked at it? Have you tried to use this as a guide? I'd really love to know, is there any other resources that you've been using? You know, have you complemented this with something like Treehouse? I'd really love to know, but that's essentially it. Before I go, though, if you can leave a rating and review in iTunes, I'd really appreciate that. If you haven't checked out the YouTube channel where I'm doing vlogs and some tutorials, check that out. But other than that, we'll catch you in the next episode.